UNFCCC and the Paris Agreement are the most authoritative platforms for climate change. The principles of common but differentiated responsibilities, equity, and respective capabilities are the cornerstones of global climate governance. China attaches great importance to addressing climate change and has earnestly fulfilled its relevant obligations under the UNFCCC framework, made all our efforts to achieve carbon peak and carbon neutrality, and is committed to achieving the biggest emission intensity reduction in the shortest period of time in history. At the same time, China has been providing support and assistance to other developing countries through South-South Climate Cooperation. China took an active part in the consultation on draft resolution L31 and appreciates the sponsor's desire to keep up Council's attention on climate change issue. At the same time, China believes that the work of the proposed mandate may affect the standing of the UNFCCC and the Paris Agreement as the main channel of climate action. We also have concerns about the non-consensual language of environmental human rights defenders. Therefore, China dissociates itself from the consensus on L31. China will nevertheless continue to provide assistance to the best of its capabilities to other developing countries in addressing climate change and in contributing to global environmental governance. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, madam. And now give the